AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a holiday tradition, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
Oh, this is wonderful. This, you know, first time experiencing it live in person. This is wonderful. This is the start of Thanksgiving for us.
Sam Lowe traveled from Texas to New York City to see the parade. They've ramped up security around the parade this year in the wake of a number of mass shootings elsewhere in the nation. The AP's Donna Warder.
Security measures include heavy weapons teams, explosives detection dogs, a bomb squad, radiological and chemical sensors, drone detection, sand trucks and blocker vehicles, and additional cameras on the route.
A speeding driver in a stolen car went the wrong way down a Chicago street last night and caused a wreck that killed two and hospitalized at least eight others. The two who died were in the speeding vehicle. The company that assembles iPhones is apologizing for a pay dispute at a factory in China. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Employees complained that Foxconn Technology Group changed the terms of their wages that were initially offered to attract them to the factory. The company blamed the change in wages on a computer error and said they would be paid what they were promised. The apology comes days after a protest erupted at the factory. Videos on social media showed police in white protective suits kicking and clubbing workers during the protest.
Russia's new missile strikes have plunged much of Ukraine into the dark. Residents of Kyiv, the capital, are crowding into cafes for warmth and power. Some Kyiv residents are collecting rainwater from drain pipes. Repair crews are trying to reconnect supplies. If you've been trying to buy a car, Edmunds, the auto website, says auto loans for new vehicles are now at 6.3%. For used vehicles, it's 9.6%. This is AP News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burger, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message.
Civic Media. I'm Jane Mantvere with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican leaders say they're speaking to Governor Tony Evers again after a two-year stalemate. With the unprecedented budget surplus, both sides hoping to find some common ground where they can negotiate. Representatives from the governor's office say his door has been open for communication. There is a date set for the governor to meet with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue, both sides stating a desire to cut taxes and invest in K-12 education. The governor out with a plan in October, which included a 10% tax cut for people making less than $100,000. GOP leaders say they want to lower tax rates, focusing on lowering the top tax rate for people making more than $280,000. Voss says he's willing to support funding for public schools only if it includes an expansion of Wisconsin's private school choice program. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
Hey,
hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How are you?
You're doing all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's as we inch closer to the holidays, you know, I feel all right, man. The elections are basically behind us, and now we can focus on other things. And you know, it's a respite, man. If nothing else, you know, politics have taken over our lives. I don't think it's a good thing, man, that we've got all these different channels. That all have all these different talking heads, and excuse me, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're inundated with all of this, you know, talk. And you know, I mean, here I am. Probably people will say, "Well, hey, man, what do you think you're doing?" Well, listen, I don't do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm on 3 hours a day. Yes, the radio station, for the most part, has a lot of different working parts, a lot of different people. But our focus is not 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on politics and politicksters. It's just not. And I certainly know that my program is not that. And so I do know this much. I do know that you will see in the coming days, weeks, and months that you have to be able to move beyond, you know, politics. You know, because, you know, people are frustrated when all they get, you know, it's people talking about the politics of this nation. And I'm going to talk a little bit, you know, today about some politics, but we're going to talk about some other things, too. I want to begin the story today with the fact, man, that gasoline prices are declining. Are you aware of that? Their projections that the gasoline prices are going to fall under $3 a gallon in the coming weeks. I don't know what they are where you're located, but certainly right here in Waukesha, I saw $3.09 a gallon, and that means they're going down. I know that at one point in time here in Waukesha it was over $4. So a pretty close to a dollar a gallon is going to be eliminated from the cost of gasoline. I wonder if Joe Biden's going to get any credit for that. You and I know the answer is no. And if Joe Biden is not going to get any credit for the oil prices and the gasoline prices decline, how was it possible that he was the one that they pointed the finger at and said he was the reason why the prices went where they went? I would love to hear the answer to that for those of you who, you know, constantly call and blame Joe Biden for the high gasoline prices and the oil prices. You know, how can it be both ways? He gets the blame when the prices go up, but he doesn't get the credit when the prices go down. Which one is right? I know. I wonder if you know. It's a simple answer. You know, he has nothing to do with that. He didn't have anything to do with the prices escalating. And he clearly has less to do with the prices going down. But yet, you know, there are going to be people who don't know, who don't understand how, you know, the process works. As my co-host on Monday and Fridays has educated me over the years, the commodity of oil, a lot of different factors involved in that. And the president of the United States himself is one of the least people who can make the decisions on what those prices are going to be. Are the prices going down because they're producing more? I don't think so. Are the prices going down even though, you know, we had conversations, I think earlier this week, might have been late last week, where people were, and I was talking about the diesel fuel and the shortage of diesel fuel that is helping to exacerbate the inflation that many of us are dealing with. And yet, we have people who say the inflation is solely because of Joe Biden. Well, you know, not the case. But if you listen to other people, they will mislead you to thinking that all those things are at the root of why we are struggling in this nation as we are now. But they clearly won't tell you that the rest of the world is also dealing with what we are dealing with, a global inflation issue, a global struggle with the price of oil. All those things are the truth. But if you listen to all these different talking heads, especially those on the right, they are going to tell you the truth, so you have to seek it out yourself. You know, the one thing that probably is better today than it was when my generation was young is the access to all this information. It's at your fingertips. Don't rely on a talk show host to feed you the information. I don't rely on any talk show host to feed me any information. It's right there. All you have to do is go on the internet. Very different sites. There are some laudable sites on the internet. There are reputable sites on the internet where you can get real live information that is not slanted by politics, not Democratic or Republican. Many of those sites are there. You know, so instead of filling up, it's kind of like you can't fill up on junk food and expect, you know, to live long or well. You can't smoke two packs of cigarettes in 2022 like you used to smoke, you know, in 1960. and expect to have a long life after we already know that the research points that that is a recipe for a short life. But if you choose to keep doing that, what do you think the outcome of it is going to be? And so for all the people who still think that, you know, President Joe Biden is the reason that the that inflation is what it is, that the reason that gasoline went up to over $4 and some odd cents, depending on where you were in the state not so long ago, and as the elections were approaching, you constantly heard people pointing the finger at Joe Biden and the Democrats for the reason that those things went up. Well, again, I'll say it again. As the prices of oil are coming down, and do you know why the prices of oil is coming down? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Why do you think the price of oil and gasoline is coming down? Simple answer. You know, all it takes is a little thought. Do you think it's coming down because there's more oil in the pipeline? Do you think that's the reason? Or do you think that it's the benevolence of the oil producers who have said, well, we've gouged enough the American people, the global population, we've gouged them enough. You know, the holidays are coming up. Maybe we should be benevolent. You know, it's Thanksgiving. You know, our profits are great. We'll share a little bit with the American people. You know, as Ronald Reagan used to talk about trickle-down economics and the fact that the wealthiest will fill their coffers and then they will be benevolent to those who are further down the feeding line. Or do you think that's the reason? Well, none of those things are accurate. None of those things are right. What is taking place is we are headed towards recession. Whether people want to accept it or not, we're headed towards a major, major recession. And, you know, we'll see that early this coming year. And recessions don't recover likely in a year. The next couple of years are going to be some tough years. And as we move forward towards the 2024 elections, it's pretty likely we'll still be in recession. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, got to go to a break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High of 49, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 29 tonight. Partly cloudy. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs around 47. Mid-50s Saturday. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the low 40s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's a good thing that these prices are starting to come down. They're starting to come down because the people certainly have tempered. They're not driving as much as they have been driving before. People also realize that these gouges, they've been gouged by these oil corporations. They've made record profits at a time that they've charged people these enormous rates. And the greed of those corporations that, you know, for the most part have been supported by people who happen to be Republicans. Yes, there's some Democrats who are also involved in it. But it's all the reason more that you and I, we Democrats or Republicans, have to understand what's going on. Right? I mean, you have to investigate who the oil barons are and see who, you know, who has the majority of the stock in these major companies and just how much money they've made off of the misery that we've been dealing with over the last year and a half or so. But to blame Joe Biden is to be an uninformed person. Well, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, and because of that, he's the reason that the gas prices went to where they were. Yes, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline when he went into office, because that's part of the people who supported him wanted to see some change based on what was happening with climate. So, yeah, so he responded to that. But that wasn't the sole reason why the oil prices and the gasoline prices soared. You know, the Ukraine war, whether you want to accept it or not, and the fact that Ukraine is about the third or fourth largest producer of oil and Russia in the nation, in the world. And so with two of the oil-rich nations in a full-out war, what do you think is happening to their oil development? It's gone down. And so there's less oil on the market, which means they're going to charge even more for it. If there wasn't a war in Ukraine, The gasoline and the oil prices would have never soared. But you can't get people to see that. You know why? Because here's what I want to talk about. What is it about the American people that they want, that they're at war with one another? Why? What sense does it make that in this nation we have created enemies lined up, one on the side of the red, one on the side of the blue? You know, in the Civil War, it was the blue and the gray. But in this Civil War, it's the red against the blue, the red Republicans against the blue Democrats. How does that make any sense in the long run? That a nation of 325 or so million people, a very small population globally, 8 billion people in the world, right? We make up 325 million of the 8 billion. Wouldn't it make sense that the 325 million, 4% of the global population, would work hard to become a collective since we're so outnumbered in the world? Why doesn't that come into play? Why don't we think of it from that perspective? I mean, Connor, think about this. Americans only make up 330 million people. Totally, there are 8 billion people in the world. Why wouldn't the 325 million, a very small percentage of the global population, wouldn't it make sense that you would try to work together since you're so outnumbered globally? That doesn't make any sense to me. And it shouldn't make any sense to you. So who's dividing us? And why are they dividing us? And why are you so divided? You know, I mean, I get it. It's hard to say that I want to build a partnership with people who, and when we come back, we're going to, Connor is going to play the latest, video from a poor soul, Herschel Walker. And Republicans and Donald Trump put this man up to become one of the most powerful 100 people in the world, a United States senator. He is so pitiful that you wonder why they even did it. And yet Republicans are pushing for this man to become one of the most powerful people in the world. I get it. I understand. But at some point in time, there's got to be a come to Jesus moment where the 325 million Americans understand just what a minority we are in the world, and that our focus should not be to continue to be divided, but find a paradigm where we can come together. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say?
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
What is dedication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Russian missile strikes have plunged much of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, into darkness. In fact, much of the country is without electricity this morning. Russia has been targeting Ukraine's power infrastructure following a string of battlefield setbacks. The AP's Karen Shamas has the latest on this.
Now that Russia has left the city of Kherson, the Ukrainian military is planning its next move. Only weeks after its retreat, Russia is now pounding the town with artillery as its military digs in across the Dnieper River. Ukraine is striking back at Russian troops with its own long-distance weapons. The weapons enable Ukraine to strike deeper into Russian-controlled territory, possibly pushing as far as Crimea, which Russia illegally captured in 2014. The Russian withdrawal from the only provincial capital it gained in 9 months of war was one of Moscow's most significant battlefield losses. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Fox.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burger, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that'll be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The second of three defendants in a 2020 murder in western Wisconsin is sentenced to prison. A Gunn County jury convicted Ryan Steinhoff yesterday. Ashley Gunder is already serving 25 years for her role. A third suspect was acquitted. Bruce McGuigan was found stabbed to death in Downsville. Steinhoff will be sentenced later. The Catholic Diocese of Superior is out with a list of the names of 23 priests and other clergy with substantiated allegations of sexual abuse of children. The list is the result of three separate clergy filed reviews, more than a year of meetings, and multiple sessions with the Diocesan Review Board. In sports, Badger men's basketball takes on Dayton this afternoon. The Bucks host Chicago tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was asking the question before we went to break about why this nation is so divided. And only you can ask the question of yourself. Is it beneficial to the American people that we are so divided? There's no question. You see it with the elections. You see how close it is. And those who are Republicans and those who are Democrats are as far away as the North Pole is to the South Pole. Why? Can't we do what's in the best interest of all of us? Shouldn't that be who and what we are as Americans? You know, whatever your differences are, And you have a rationale for why you have this difference with someone else, then, you know, it should be something that's based on truth. What am I talking about? So there's one United States Senate seat that's still open, and there's a battle between two men of color. The present United States Senator, one of the two United States Senators in Georgia, Pastor Reverend Raphael Warnock, a brilliant man, well-educated, who, Connor, if you will, for those who've never heard him speak, I think it's important that we do this little exercise. This is one of the current U.S. Senators for Georgia, Pastor Raphael Warnock.
There is this interpretation of a rule now saying that the working people of Georgia cannot vote on Saturday, despite saying just days ago that counties could hold early voting that Saturday. We believe that this is not only wrong, but it is a clear misinterpretation of the law. Here's what I believe. I believe that access to the ballot ought to be nonpartisan. I've said often as a pastor that your vote is your voice, and your voice is your human dignity. Voting rights are preservative of all other rights. Democracy is the house in which we get to fight for everything else that we care about. And I've had to stand up time and time again when we've seen efforts at the federal level and at the state level to make it difficult for people to use their voices. The people need to be able to speak. And it shouldn't matter if you're a black Georgian or a white Georgian, if you live in Atlanta or Appling County, the field should not be tilted against you.
So that's United States Senator Raphael Warnock, Pastor Raphael Warnock. He's in the dead heat, a runoff against another black man. Raphael Warnock is a Democrat. Here's the challenger that a sitting, again, Raphael Warnock is a sitting United States Senator. Here's the guy that the Republicans and Donald Trump put up to run against Raphael Warnock, United States Senator. And so they're in a dead heat. If you live in Georgia and you just heard Raphael Warnock speak, here's the guy who's running against him. They're in a runoff. Connor, if you will, please.
I'm going to tell you to keep the faith. Oh, you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's going to get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway? Because the other night, I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some type of night, but it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires and cool people, are they not? But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf. But then anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and then you can tell how stupid it is because it's 1 in the morning. So I'm watching my TV, are these kids watching their TV, vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching, though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house. So they were watching their TV. Now I'm watching my TV, are they watching their TV, or they see the vampire killer on their TV. So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from that TV to get rid of this real-life vampire in their attic. So as this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff. He got all the right stuff because, you know, I got to have a steak and got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic because that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. You got to have a cross because it burned. I know that worked. And then all of a sudden, this is what was so funny about it. As they're walking through the house, This guy's got the holy water. He's blessing the house, this actor. Now, he's all faith. He's blessing the house with his holy water. They walked upstairs, and this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit, floated from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool. And I'm thinking, whoa, they better get out of that house. If somebody float from your ceiling, get out of that house. That's not your house. But as he floated from the ceiling, the kid jumped behind that hero.
So I can't take it anymore. I can't take anymore.
Yeah, me too.
So, So that's a man that the half the people in Georgia think should be the United States Senator representing Georgia. You heard. What is going on? Why is that even a race? Why is it, how can it be possible that anybody with a modicum of intellect would somehow think the second guy is the person that we should entrust with being one of the most powerful 100 people in the world? What is going on with people? 844-967-2789. But that's who the Republicans put up. And yet, it's a dead heat. There are people in Georgia who know what that man who's been, Herschel Walker, who's been campaigning, excuse me, for that seat, and he's in a dead heat. What is wrong with half the people in Georgia? Clearly there's a major difference in the intellect of those two people. And this is what's at the root of why the nation is so divided. I began the conversation with talking about how do you bring the 325 million or so American people back together? You can't bring people together if you have that kind of dichotomy where people either are not thinking or they have the same mentality of Herschel Walker. You can't knowingly vote for a man who sounds like that unless there's something about him that you agree with. That's not just Herschel Walker. We've seen that repeated by many of the people who were put up to run on the right. So what is it that people on the right, or many of them, are willing to accept, you know, what you just heard? And I know some of you are listening. If you can't answer that, or if you're unwilling to answer that, that's at the root of what I'm talking about. There's never going to be a time that we're ever going to be able to come together as American people to fix the issues in the society, in the nation, in the world, if we can't have a legitimate conversation about why you would support a poor, simple man like Herschel Walker, whom you and I know should not even be allowed to be a Sunday school teacher. He was a great football player. He's a great athlete. No question whatsoever. But for heaven's sakes, a United States senator? It is almost the same with Donald Trump. You've heard him speak. You know his thought processes. You know exactly who and what he is, yet many of you are ready to say, yay, again, let's put him out there again. Why? You know he's not qualified. He's not one of the most brilliant people. Isn't that what you want as somebody who's going to lead the nation? Who's going to basically lead the world? That's what happens with whoever the president of the United States is. But yet, they roll him out again. And there are people who are standing up and cheering and saying, we want Donald Trump back. So how can we then forge any kind of relationship and bring the American people back together, which is critically important, especially at this time, if ever there was a time that the American people need to be brought back together, it is now. You know. But yet, we don't want to even, especially those of you who are on the right, who don't want to even give it thought. You don't want to even think about the ramifications of what happens when you put a man like Herschel Walker in the United States Senate, knowing he's not qualified to be there, knowing that since there's only 100 of them or 99 of them, knowing that, 100 of them, knowing that his deciding vote may be the vote that will determine whether or not we go to war. Why would you accept that? I know you're there. I know you're listening. It shouldn't be so tough. The American people have to wake up, especially those of you who call yourselves conservatives. And just, look, I don't know. I haven't heard, a Democrat, I'm sorry, that falls to the level of the intellectual capacity of Herschel Walker. I haven't heard one. Maybe you may know one as a Republican. You may know one, 844-967-2789. If you know one, give us a call. Let us know. I don't know of any Democrat who falls to the level of Marjorie Taylor Greene, a woman who is as crude and ignorant as anybody could be, yet she's a United States Congresswoman. I don't know anybody who falls to the level of Boebert, who is on the ropes. The outcome of her election, Colorado Congresswoman. I don't know anybody as crude as she is. If you know one, let me know. But that's why this divide is there. It really is. But at some point in time, we've got to have that dialogue and that conversation. Are you on the right? Ready to have that dialogue and that conversation? I don't think you are. It can't be that the thing that floats your boat is critical race theory. And so that's answer enough for you with all the other issues we are faced with in this country. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. I got to look out for the vampire, man. I look out for that vampire. We'll be right back.
Hey, walk through the valley, a shadow of death. Time is not on my side. No, what's left? It's made in my dreams. Look, see, I haven't slept. Pray that he's...
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Eyes level off around 49 this afternoon under overcast skies with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 29. 47 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Mid-50s Saturday, much cooler Sunday, with highs in the low 40s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Street band out of New York. Express yourself. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Really, I really am worried about this nation. Because it's like people ignore the realities of what we're faced with every day. Because we don't want to face it doesn't mean it's not there. Because we don't want to think about these issues does not mean it's not there. We've got to face up to those things. I was at a high school on yesterday. And I was talking with some young children, and a young girl. I was having a conversation with her. She's in the ninth grade, and she said she didn't want to graduate, man. She didn't want to move to the ninth grade. She didn't want to leave the eighth grade because she was safe there, and she knew that once she went to the ninth grade, things are going to change, and she was afraid to change. You know, she knew high school was going to be more difficult for her. So it is with the world, right? Because we might want to, live in the shells that we live in. Doesn't mean that the world that is tough to deal with, it's going to, alter it for any of us. Look, these are some hard issues that we're faced with in this country and in the world. And that's what life is. And explaining that to a 14-year-old, I kind of understand why we have to explain that to the young children. They don't know. They haven't lived, long enough that they understand that. That's supposed to come with age and with wisdom. But it appears in this country that we have people who want to stick their heads in the sand and not address the real issues of the times. Yeah. The world's not going to wait for you and I. Because you want to stick. You ever see where children who don't want to hear put both hands over their ears?
Yeah.
and they go back.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
Let's go to my man Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and I guess good or bad, we're going to choose one way or another.
Man, did you hear the difference between those two men?
Well, these people would not allow for Herschel Walker to babysit their children, just like they wouldn't allow Donald Trump to babysit them. But yet they're okay with them running the country. I just do not understand it.
That's my point.
I don't understand. I mean, you could just take that simple fact right there. Would you want this person to watch over your children?
Or teach your children.
Or teach your children.
Come on.
You have them making the most important decisions in the country?
Yeah, 50% of the people said yes, they support him. And they happen
Seriously,
to be Republicans, huh?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, is it all about owning the libs? Is that what it's all about?
That has to be it, Tom. What else?
It's got to be owning the libs. That's the only thing it could be.
I mean,
and what? Owning the liberals that are going to provide a better life for 90% of the country? I mean, this is just insanity.
You know, Tom, we have Republicans and conservatives who call this show.
And I
know they're listening. But they heard that. Why don't you have the courage to say, Earl, you're right. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's not that I want you and I need a pat on the back, right? Come on, man.
Oh, and you know what the answer is going to be, Earl? It's going to be, yeah, well, I don't agree with Herschel Walker. But you know what? That Joe Biden, he's ruining and destroying the country.
I know,
and
man.
The Democrat Party is destroying the country. Oh, these people, I just don't understand complete just common sense. I mean, if Herschel Walker wasn't running for office, or if he wasn't, if he was just hanging out in the street, people would think he was a Looney Tunes.
But
you want to give him one of the most important jobs in the country.
Is
Jerry Springer show, is that what this has all become? It's just big food fight and... You know, since George War Criminal Bush, we get the dumbest person that is out there. I mean, these people don't even want to. I'm sure they don't even want to have a beer with Herschel Walker.
You know, we haven't gotten to that point. Or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Boebert.
Come on, man.
Or any of those people. You know,
exactly.
and listen. You know, they don't have to. The difference is they can vote for Herschel Walker and nobody knows they voted for him. But you know what? They know they voted for him.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I'll tell you what, yeah. And where's Lou? Where's Dave? Where's CJ? Where are these guys to stand up for Herschel Walker?
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, he was a hell of a football player, but you know what? A football player and an entertainer does not make you what's best for we the people. Come on, people. Quit voting against your best interest.
Hey, man, nobody. I mean, it is. It's sad that they would put a man that ignorant. And he's ignorant.
Yeah.
I can't believe, Earl, at this point,
I can't believe that they haven't had people like Diamond and Silk running for office.
Diamond and Silk. Yeah, man, that's it. Hey, Tom, all right, man. I'm glad you mentioned them, man. I'll have to play some of the Diamond and Silk stuff at another time. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Only my man Tom would know who Diamond and Silk is. Look him up, Connor. You get a chance to see who Diamond and Silk is. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You know who they are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Save my soul.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.